Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, he's dialing in. I'm so glad we went to taping.
Yeah, it'd been a terrible show every time we had to wait for people. We got a lot of dead air. Are you going to do that? You're going to do all the intro stuff, right? Or just going to go to the internet?
Yeah. I gave him the right number. She said that's the right number. Huh. Don Schlesinger?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this is Don Schlesinger.
Okay. Blink's co-founder. You're on with Dan Perkins. Before we start, Don, tell us a little bit about your product so at least I act intelligent.
Okay. Let's see. Blink is a battery-operated security camera that is very small and portable. It basically works without any wires, and that's what makes it unique. It works off two AA lithium batteries, so the batteries can last for 2 years or more. And you can place it either inside your house or outside your house. There's a weatherproof version. There's an indoor version. And basically, you can do two things with it. You can just anytime pick up your phone and see what the camera is looking at. You can turn the camera on. Or the cameras have motion detectors. And so if somebody walks by or something happens in your house, it'll start recording and send you a notification. And then you can view the clip that the camera has recorded. So it's a security camera that also lets you check in and see what's going on at any time.
Okay.
Great idea.
That help
this is
you, Dan?
Yeah, this is Dan Perkins, Don. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready,
after 5 seconds, we're going to start.
Okay.
Americans are becoming obsessed with security. Security in their computers, security in their office, but most importantly, security in their homes. Don Schlesinger, Blink's co-founder, talks about his unique product that's designed to answer some of the most pressing questions Americans have about security in their home. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and a website that people can learn more.
Okay, my name is Don Schlesinger. I've been working in high tech in the Boston area for quite some time. And the history of the company is interesting in and of itself in that I started out with the company developing semiconductor technologies for low cost and very powerful cameras. At some point, we decided that the technology could be expressed better as a consumer product, and we came up with a product called Blink. And Blink is a, starting at $99, is a security camera, that a line of security cameras that allows you to do a number of very important things in your home regarding security. One is that at any point in time, you can take your cell phone or your tablet and turn the cameras on from wherever you are all across the world. So you can see what's going on in your home. Another key function is that it allows you to turn on a motion detector. And if it detects motion, somebody walking by the camera, for instance, It will immediately start recording and sending you a notification that that's happening and allow you to access the video clips. Security systems traditionally have been what I think of as blind, meaning, you know, the motion sensor might go off, an alarm might go off, might call a security company who's going to try to call you, and you have no idea what's going on, and neither do they. That's all changing now in that with cameras, you can actually see what's going on while it's going on, and you can get peace of mind much more quickly that everything's okay in your home. Our company is located in Andover, Massachusetts. Our website is www.blinkforhome.com, and you can see all about our products on that website.
Dan?
Well, Don, I listened to your description, and I have a few questions. The first question, I'm 72 years of age. I guess I grew up in a time of innocence because we never locked our doors wherever we went. We walked in the neighborhoods, to the parks, to the playgrounds, never feared for our lives. I'm fascinated, this, my word, not yours, this obsession with security. What changed in our society that created this demand?
Well, the times have changed. There's no doubt about it. Right? We're living in a time where there's a lot more crime. There's a lot more worry about the security of your home. People feel like their lives might be, you know, violated in some way. The 24-hour news cycle right now means that you're much more aware of what's going on in the world around you. And even though you may live in a very safe place, the fact that between the news on television and the news on Facebook and the news you know, that you get everywhere all the time, you start to think, well, maybe that could happen to me. And therefore, that's going to drive you to want to have peace of mind. So I think that's a fundamental societal shift that's occurred in the last, you know, 20 years.
So is it fair to say that you think that this shift has been gradual, or has it leaped in leaps and bounds based on the news cycle?
I think it's accelerated vastly in the last 20 years. And by the way, it's not just theft. It's not just the traditional security of burglary. It's also wanting to know what happened to your physical possessions, but more importantly, even wanting to know what's going on with your kids, what's going on with your pets, and to have the comfort that you know. See, we have a phrase called, you know the phrase seeing is believing, right? We have a phrase that we call seeing is knowing. When you see what's going on in your home, that knowledge is what brings you peace of mind. And that's the fundamental difference in what technology has brought to us now using these types of devices. So, you know, security has many definitions. It's not just, is my door still closed and has somebody come in the door? It's, are my pets safe? Are my kids okay? Is my home, you know, secure as a whole, including everything that's... So I think it has accelerated, but I think that this type of technology helps kind of pull you back a little bit and give you the comfort that you want to have that everything's okay.
I noticed recently a couple of stories about hidden camera videos, and one of them, ironically, was placed by the reporter in a hotel room, and he watched the maid service as the maid was not only making up the bed, but going through all of his personal belongings. It didn't appear that she was taking any money, but she was looking at everything that this person had to see what she could find. And I know that many of the people who probably buy your product are two people working in a household, outside of the household, and they have care perhaps in the house for their children. And they use this as a way to see what's happening between the interaction between the caregiver and the children, see if there's any abuse going on. But I guess my question is, are we paranoid about this, or is it truly something we need to be concerned about?
Well, I think crime rates are, relatively speaking, the likelihood of a crime happening to you is still really low. But I do think that we live in a fast-paced society, and everybody's, you know, more cranked up, so to speak, than they might have been in the past, right? And so, and with your everybody multitasking as much as they do, they want to be able to, you know, sort of cross this one off the list, so to speak, and say, okay, everything's okay. I can go on and do the rest of the stuff that I need to do in any given day. And by the way, it's not just the scenario you described. I mean, you've got elder care, you've got dog walkers, you've got cleaning staff. There's many, many things that go on in a household that you want to check up on that aren't necessarily related to pure security of, you know, against theft and so on and so forth. So when you add all those scenarios together, the ability to have an eye, so to speak, a remote eye into the home becomes incredibly valuable and allows you to get, you know, that the peace of mind that allows you to move on with your day and continue on.
So,
Dan.
Yes.
I'd like to jump in here and ask, kind of bring the discussion a little differently. But I'd like to ask Don, I was at a show where I saw your product, and I also saw three other competing products. Why is it all of a sudden that your sector has become so hot as an area? I saw three relatively competing products, plus yours, which I thought was the best. But why all of a sudden this category jumped up so quickly?
You know, I think that's an excellent question, and we actually see it happening. Not only we track the sales in the sector, obviously we track our own sales and our competitor sales, and we see what's going on. I think it goes back to this acceleration in people being concerned about you know, their loved ones and their home and their pets, and the you know, we're being bombarded with the news cycle and with things on Facebook and such, and it just is accelerating. There's an acceleration in the amount of stuff that's happening that's causing people to want to do something about it. And I think the awareness of people with regard to the technology is also growing. Meaning, if you look at the advertising going on in the world for companies, you know, large and small, the number of dollars being spent that are effectively educating the consumer that there is a solution to this issue, I don't call it a problem, but there's a solution out there that can allay your fears, you know, if you're worried about what's going on, or allow you to, you know, to have that much more peace of mind over the course of your day, regardless of what you are concerned about. That knowledge is spreading, that awareness is spreading, and people are responding by basically, you know, buying these products. And so, yeah, there's absolutely an acceleration going on because I think the technology does work. That's the other thing you'll find when you, you know, read about these things. There are real life, you know, real stories out there about how this technology helps you. And it's easy to understand why, right? It's easy to understand if you have a dog and somebody's going to come in your house to walk the dog, it's easy to understand why you'd like to have a camera that sends you a notification that the dog walker came and that the dog walker left and the dog is okay, you know, coming in and out of the house. Or if you have an elderly parent that you're worried about and you want to see them getting up in the morning and taking their meds, it just solves a problem for people, and it's so easy to understand how. So between the acceleration and the need, and between the awareness that's being generated by the dollars being spent in promoting the technology, combined with the fact that it actually really works, I think that's why we're seeing the acceleration.
But what happens to companies like ADT, which installs these elaborate systems? I have one in my house. And,
correct.
Yours is between $100 and $200. yet I pay, I think it's $17 or $18 a month continually over time.
Yes.
What does your product do that ADT, does it replace ADT, the supplement, what does it do?
So, first of all, an interesting thing to note is that we survey our customers after they buy the system, and about 25% of the customers actually have another security system. And the reason they bought our system is precisely because of what we just discussed, which is that you want to be able to see what's going on in your home, and for $99, or as you said, between $100 and $200, you can now see what's going on in addition to having the alarm system that you may have put in and feel comfortable with, and you'd like to have that third-party monitoring service. But a lot of people really respond to the product because we have no monthly charges. You basically install the product, and you're effectively self-monitoring, and that opens up the whole issue of what DIY means, do it yourself. The industry is transitioning away from the installer coming in, charging you a couple of $1,000s, putting the system in, drilling holes, running wires, and charging you $50 to $60 a month to a technology that allows you to basically, you put the cameras down. In our case, you don't even have to wire them. You put the cameras down, you load the app on your phone, and you're done. You basically now can self-monitor, and if something happens, you can call the police. You don't have to wait to know what's going on, and you don't have to wait to take action. So I'm not saying the ADTs of the world are going to go away. I mean, there is a class of person who likes to buy from ADT, and if you look at ADT's product offering, they're trying to add technologies that are more DIY-like. They still like getting their $50 a month, but they're trying to adapt. But nonetheless, it's companies like Blink that I think are really challenging the status quo in the market and are really offering consumers the opportunity to do it yourself, put it in, monitor yourself, have it on your phone, take control of the security system as opposed to having this mysterious third party who comes in and, you know, takes $50 a month for effectively very little.
Dan, I have one more question and then I'm back to you. But in the same show that I saw your thing, one of your competitors actually has then contract with an ADT-like company to plug into your system in case something happens and act as a call the police or fire. Is that something you're contemplating?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, at the last Consumer Electronics Show, we previewed our next generation system, which will come out in early next year. And it will have the ability, it'll have actually a number of interesting things. A, it will have that same ability to sign up for a monitoring service, although the cost will be far, far lower than what you pay for ADT. The second thing is that it's going to allow the system to fully operate, even when your power's out, your internet's out. It'll have, 24-hour battery backup and the ability to view video remotely. All the other systems that have any kind of battery backup to their system, the video goes dead when the power goes out. In our situation, because we're battery operated, the cameras can continue to operate and you'll still be able to view video even if your Wi-Fi is down because it has cellular backup and battery backup. So we do have that technology coming. It's actually fundamentally architected better than the competition, and we will offer that monitoring service for those people who feel that they want to have a third party online in case they can't respond themselves.
So do we need to take a break, Don?
Well, we could, but Don, we're talking with Don Schulzinger. He's the co-founder of Blinks, who has a fascinating home an office protection device, but we have to stop a moment for a word from our sponsor. We're back with Don Schulzinger. He's Blink's co-founder. He's got a very fascinating home protection. I'd like to call it a home protection device. And our next question is from Dan.
Don, as I listened to your discussion with the other Don, what became apparent to me was that you're not in the business of selling cameras. You're in the business of selling peace of mind. And the camera is... Go ahead.
I said, I think that's a very fair statement.
And the current home I have and the previous home I had, I did wireless security. I put it in myself. Simply Safe was one of the last one I put in. Similar, runs off a battery, power goes down, it works off the battery, and cell phones as opposed to electrical current and hardwired phones. I'm thinking about, is given that your system is not hardwired and doesn't need electricity, it would seem to me that potentially it could be portable, and that it could go with me, like we talked about earlier, in my hotel room or around my car or whatever. How obvious is it if I'm going to take it with me?
So let me clarify one thing. The system that we sell has the cameras, which are battery operated, fully portable, stick them anywhere you want, inside or outside your house. There is a sort of central control unit. We call it a sync module, which that device does plug in and is persistently connected to the internet. So you can take the system anywhere. You will need to plug the little control unit into the electricity. There's a separate discussion about having a fully portable unit that can work in the middle of a field if you want, but that's a future product, not the product that we run today.
Okay.
So today, the cameras are battery operated, but the control unit does plug in the wall.
So the control unit, what function is the control unit?
So the control unit has some interesting functions there. One is that when you onboard your system, meaning you download your app and you set up the system, you connect to the control unit and give it your Wi-Fi credentials for your home Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn on the cameras, you just scan the QR code for each of the cameras, and the controller sets all cameras up. So what you'll find about our system, and what's an interesting statistic about our sales, is that most of our customers have at least three cameras. And, you know, over 25% of our customers buy more cameras. So we are really a multi-camera system, because you want to cover the front door, the back door, maybe the garage, the family room, whatever. When you add cameras in our system, you basically just scan the QR code, and that's it. You don't have to set up each camera every time you want to add a camera, as in other systems. And that makes it particularly easy to set up multi-camera systems. So one function of the sync module, or that little control unit, is that it takes care of managing the system. It communicates with all the cameras and deals with all the underlying nuances of getting those things online. The other thing that's important is, if you talk about the cameras that are battery operated, the reason they last so long, and just to be clear again, the cameras will last 2 years under normal operation. They could last up to 10 years in a vacation home scenario, because in a vacation home, you don't really turn on the camera all the time. You turn it on once in a while, and you generally expect nobody to be in the vacation home. In that case, the batteries will last up to 10 years. But the reason that that works is that the cameras are effectively off when they're not being used, meaning they're not drawing power from the battery. Now, there's two ways the cameras can wake up. One is if the motion detector triggers, and that will cause the camera to turn on. But the other thing is that if you, on your phone, say, wake up and show me video, it'll work. It'll turn on the camera. Now, if the camera is on basically off, then the question you got to ask is, well, how does it know when you hit your cell phone or your tablet to turn on? Well, the reason it can do that is because the cell phone or the tablet are communicating with that little control module that's online all the time, and that control module in your house is then going to wake up the cameras. So the second major function of the control module is to facilitate the remote wake-up of the cameras through some proprietary and ultra-low-power radio technology that we've incorporated in the cameras. That is a fundamentally different architecture than anybody else out there, and that, combined with the core chip technology that we've developed inside the camera, is what affords us that really long battery life. So those are the functions of the control module, the major functions.
As we talked earlier, you're really selling peace of mind. But based on what you were just saying, I have to ask the question. Have we become more paranoid as a country?
It's hard to argue that point, given what's going on out there. I would say the answer is probably yes.
I mean, if you need five cameras, you have to be paranoid. I mean, unless you're extremely wealthy and you need to watch everything, but in a sense, we're invading our own privacy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, the idea of having multiple cameras, if you think about your home security system, you probably have sensors all over the place, meaning you're monitoring, did somebody come in this room? Did somebody come in that window?
Right.
Did somebody come through that door?
Right.
And if you think about our cameras as smart motion sensors, meaning that they have the motion detector, which can trigger a camera to come on when you want, one shouldn't be surprised that you might have multiple cameras throughout your home acting as motion sensors. However,
yeah.
Having said that, the idea that you're invading your own privacy, I can see that argument. It makes sense. But it's one thing to invade your own privacy, but not somebody else's, right? It's
right.
Your home. You want to feel good about it. You want to know what's going on. You know, knowing what's going on isn't a bad thing these days, right?
Right. Let me move back to our listeners, the small business person. What are some of the applications for your system in a small business?
Well, certainly a shop owner would be a good application. A small office situation where you're trying to see, did people come in and out? What did the cleaning people do? I use a lot of our cameras myself just because I test everything. You know, I've got cameras all over, but I leave it on at night and see, did the cleaning people come in, right? And if they did come in, did they do what they're supposed to do? Or were they all, like that person in the hotel room, were they kind of fiddling around my desk and so on and so forth? So, with the system, you can schedule it. You can say, hey, I want the system to turn on at, 6 at night, turn off again at 9 in the morning, and just see who might have come in during those hours and what happened. So definitely a small business application. It's not really meant for, a high volume monitor all the time, 24/7 on your, on your phone, multi-camera setup, that's a different application. But certainly for a small business owner who's got a small operation and is just, monitoring what's going on, maybe when they're not there, this is a perfect product.
I just want to break it and say, Don, will you give us your website again?
Yeah, it's www.blinkforhome, blinkforhome.com.
Dan, more questions? I find
sure.
It fascinating because in fact, let me interrupt, Dan, if I may, just to ask, if you're home, is there a reason to have it on, Don?
if you're at home, you probably don't really need it on, and you don't want the cameras going off all the time. You want to, efficiently use your battery. I happen to leave it on in my home, not only because I like testing, but because I like just seeing what's going on in my home while I'm not home. Even, everybody, my family, they all know the cameras are running, so they're fine. I get to see who's home, when did they come home, what's going on. And the other thing is, you might leave the outside cameras on at night just so that they pick up what's going on outside, but not on the inside. So we have people that have set up multiple zones and do things like that. We get a ton of videos about outdoor wildlife and all sorts of things happening, whether it's raccoons, bears, things that are happening that you wouldn't necessarily hear. Wild turkeys outside my house, you wouldn't know what's necessarily, what's outside your home. So we do see people setting them up in a variety of ways, even if they're home. But mostly, it was interesting, we put out a feature called scheduling where you can schedule the system. And immediately, like a massive amount of the people in the field picked up that feature and started scheduling their systems. You know, turn on when I'm away and I go to work, or turn on at night outside, or things like that. So,
where do you see your technology going?
So there's a couple of different paths we're on that all rely on the fundamental advantages we started with. So one is battery technology. You know, today we're at 2 years, sort of nominal, up to 10 years. We just received back from the fab facility in the Far East our next generation technology, which we'll be introducing probably later in 2018. But it doubles the battery life yet again. So we go from a 2-year battery life to a 4-year battery life, nominal. And that's pretty powerful technology. It is proprietary and unique to us. And so we're going to continue to dominate in terms of battery technology and battery life, because we think that ultimately cameras should be like your smoke detector. I mean, your smoke detector battery lasts for a long time. You don't really worry about it. And occasionally you'll change it once every few years. But you don't want to have to climb a ladder for the 5 cameras you might have in your home every 3 months, as you have to do with our competitors, to change the batteries. The second thing that we're working with is we want to extend the technology to include other sensors. So, you know, entry sensors, water leak sensors, things that you might want to place around your home and have. You may not need a camera, but you want to have other things that you detect, like in a traditional security system. And that leverages the radio technology that we've got in the system. We've got a very unique, we use standard Wi-Fi, but we augment it with some proprietary radio technology that allows us to add additional sensors and additional devices, like a siren, for instance, we're introducing this quarter. That can be also very, very long battery life, but yet be instantly activated. So between the battery and that, and then we're looking at, and as we said, next year we'll have battery backup and cellular access on the control module, which will allow you to run the system even when your power is completely out, your Wi-Fi is down, your internet's down, or you might have a situation where you're, again, in a vacation home scenario or remote scenario where you don't want to pay, you know, Verizon or AT&T $50 a month for your internet, but you still want to be able to check in on your house. So you'd like to have something that might be just remotely activated over the cell service. And so that would be the third leg that we're implementing right now.
What are you seeing as far as the growth in the industry? What are you projecting over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, the industry is growing at least 50% a year in our segment. In fact, we will over double this year, and we will over double, you know, for the next couple of years every year. So our growth has just been phenomenal. I think that's because the product's easy to use, easy to install, and really, from the price point of view, addresses that sweet spot, which we have found to be roughly 3 cameras. So for a couple $100, you get 3 cameras. That's just really unbeatable. But the industry as a whole, particularly the DIY segment, the traditional AT&T type business is roughly flat. But within the security business, the DIY business is just growing by leaps and bounds. We are, however, the fastest growing company in the segment right now.
Terrific.
We've been talking with Don Schulzinger. He's co-founder and president of Blink. Don, your website one more time for our audience, and thank you so much for what I think is an illuminating half hour.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys very much. I really enjoyed it. My website is www.blinkforhome, blinkforhome.com, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for joining us, Don.
Thank you.
Don, I have a question for you. Is there any chance we could test your product?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to send you a system.
And Don, let me ask.
Yes.
I want to go ahead, finish with Don, and then I want to ask you a question, Don. Are you done?
We'll send you guys some cameras and stuff.
Please. Okay. You, Dan.
Don, I I have a an idea. I'd like you to, you don't have to respond to it today, but I'd like you to think about it.
Uh-huh.
We get about 140,000 listeners a week. And growing rapidly. And as you heard, our business is small business. I wonder if it's possible that you and your company could create some kind of a special small business package that you could offer a special package and special pricing to our listeners, and that we could promote it on the air.
I think the answer is, yeah, we'd like to talk about that. We will definitely want to work out something with you guys.
Okay, super.
All right, yeah. I'm going to – we'll talk with the we have the marketing team here, and we'll be back in touch to toss some ideas out and see what you guys think.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you, Don. Great.
All right, guys.
A great half hour. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Dan, we're finished. Great, great follow-up.
I mean, it could be a very interesting package. I mean, we early on, as you recall, we were talking about special offers. Here's an opportunity for a special offer. And Feast, the fastest growing company in the segment. maybe we can work out some kind of a deal where we should ask him about advertising and promoting the special product.
Well,